Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We welcome you to our program today. We're going to have a continuing teaching. These are church services that we have done, or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have the everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
How would you like to spend $1 million on your body in the last 10 years? When all the time, Jesus is available. And He don't charge for His. He already paid for it. And He gives it to you by faith. All you got to do is receive it by faith. Wow, is that awesome. Just like my little granddaughter was here a few minutes ago. And now it's gone on. I guess she went home. Did Tim and him come by and get her? Yeah, so they had to take her home. They've been to Colorado. I might give you a little bit of an insight there. I think it was the very first time my son, Tim, had ever heard that inward voice speaking to him. He had heard me say it. The Lord has spoken to me a lot of times, but he had never heard it. Now, some of you that never heard that inward voice of God that sounds like an audible voice, some of you have a problem when I tell you I've heard that voice. Some of you have a problem with that. I had never heard that, never heard it in church, so I didn't know anybody heard God's voice, but one day it happened to me in 1977. Changed my life forever. And since then, I don't even know how many times I've heard God's voice. But with my son, a couple of years ago, maybe three, he heard God tell him he was to build a fitness center. And so he come home shaking. I mean, he was trembling. And he walked in. I said, "Son, what's wrong with you?" He said, "Look at me, Dad. I'm a basket case this morning." I said, "So, okay. What caused it?" He said, "God spoke to me." I said, "Oh, good. Daddy's talking to you for a change. Now we're getting somewhere." I said, "What did he say?" He said, "We're supposed to build a fitness center." I said, "Okay, good." I said, "All we got to do is find a piece of land." So we started, and it took a while, but we found a piece of land. We built a building. And a short while after the Lord spoke to him and told him he was to build a fitness center, the Lord spoke to him and told him he was going to operate and run a camp for people, for spiritual, you know, physically, a camp, a big one. He told me about that. He said, "Dad, you know what's going to happen?" I said, "No, what?" He said, "We're going to build this fitness center. This thing's going to make $1 million, and we're going to have the money to build this big camp somewhere." Well, we built this fitness center, and it didn't make $1 million. You know, we kind of struggled along. It's made him a living, but it's not made him no more than just a decent living. The time he pays all his help and everything. So he told me that day. He said, "Dad, I don't know what God was talking about. I don't know what he meant when he said that." Well, I said, "You know, he's preparing you to do some things." And I kept trying to get a hold of my son. I kept telling him, I said, "You need to get rid of that snuff. You know, that don't bring no glory and honor to God." Well, he tried everything in the world to get rid of that snuff, and nothing worked. And the other day he come to me and said, "Dad, I heard God speak again." I said, "What did he say?" He said, "I was sitting there studying the Bible, getting ready to teach a Bible study class over knitting. And God spoke to me and said, 'Son, take that dip out of your lip.'" So he said, I immediately reached up and got it, took it out and threw it away. But he said, about 2 hours later, I'm thinking, you know, that's the devil now, see. That wasn't really God. And so he's kind of looking over his shoulder to see if God's there. How many of you know you can't see the king? But see, so he thought, okay, that couldn't have been the Lord. So he goes, he had one can, goes in and gets him a brand new can, opens it up, wads up the little deal like you do it, pulls the lip out and sticks it in there, and Daddy said, "I said, take that out of your mouth." Man, he took it out that time. And then the next day, he's sitting there thinking, "Now, Lord, I got to go to Bible study. I got to teach the Word of God. How in the world am I going to be cool and calm enough to speak to all these people in a Bible study? And I ain't got a dip." And he said, "The Lord spoke to me again." He said, "Son, am I not sufficient for all of your needs?" He said, "That's it, Dad. That's it. I won't never dip again." I said, "Glory to God. Praise the King." And his wife did the same thing. Praise the King. Well, the camp. There's a man called, or Tim called a man the other day, and they were talking. And this man is a very fine Christian man. And they got to talking, and as they were talking, he said, "Tim, what do you think is going to happen with your fitness center out here?" He said, "Well, I really don't know. He said, God spoke to me a couple of years ago after he told me to do that and told me I was to run a camp, build a big camp for people. And he said, Tim, I have that same burning desire. In fact, he said, you know, do you know of any place? And Tim said, well, I was just up in Colorado on vacation, and there was a beautiful place with several buildings and everything already established. I think it was 60 acres of land, but Focus on the Family was trying to buy it. Well, this man got a hold of this organization, and Focus on the Family decided not to buy it, so he flew up there, and he bought it and the 60 acres across the road from it for $1.5 million. And that's where Tim's been the last 3 days. They're up there figuring out what they're going to do. He's going to run a camp. That's how God's going to make it work. And he told me this last week. He said, Daddy, I never told you this. But he said, I knew ever since I got saved when I was walking, that day when we drove down the corner from left Lakeland Baptist Church and I was standing up in the seat of the pickup and I told you, Daddy, I need to get saved. He was 4 when he told me that. I told him, I said, son, I don't think you really understand enough at 4 to know what you're talking about. But I had read the entire Bible through to him one time by the time he's 4. We get home, and an hour later, he and I is knelt beside the bed. He's inviting Jesus into his life. He knew a whole lot more about the Word of God than I thought. And he said, Daddy, I knew from then God had called me to preach the Word. But he said, I've been rebelling all these years. But he said, now I've got to do what God called me to do. So all in prayers I prayed, and all in nights of agony on my knees, you know, paid off. It don't come easy with your children. If you don't pray for them and you don't read the Word to them, the devil will get them. You know that? The devil's out there any time. That beast is out there. And he's doing a good job on killing, stealing, killing, and destroying. But don't never give up. God is going to use them. I guarantee when I didn't give up over Caitlin, I mean, that little girl is alive and well, a beautiful little 7-year-old girl in first grade today. I mean, in nearly 4 years ago, I walked in the hospital. It's over. Brain stem severed, eyes disconnected, face crushed. Blood running out of her eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, knee, right knee crushed, and left leg broken in 2 places. There's not one chance, not one, that she will live. She will die. It's a guarantee. Well, let me tell you, that's when you get put to the test. Do you believe this book or not? But I believed the book, and I told every doctor and every nurse and everybody over there, no, I will not accept that. God made me a book full of promises, and He meant it. I'm walking in obedience to His Word, and I'm going to guarantee the King of the Universe is going to heal that little girl. He's going to raise her up and make her run and play again. People tell me, Thurman, doctors of theology, PhDs, pastors said, Thurman, you cannot tell God what to do in this situation. I said, He didn't demand for me to tell Him what to do. He shouldn't have told me in His Word to ask anything, and He'd do it. When He said, ask anything, I believe He said it, don't you, Terry? Praise the Lord. So why do we not get anything from God? It's because we don't believe His Word. Stand on His Word. He's the one that made you and me these promises. And you get to see the glory of God when you do it. Praise the King. Woo! I mean, I'm going to get excited up here in a minute. With testimonies like we've heard today, I can get excited about Jesus. It's easy to get excited about Jesus. I don't understand why the whole church is not as excited about Jesus as some of us are. But I'll tell you, okay, well, praise God. Let's go on. Ephesians 1:7. In whom, Christ, in whom we have redemption through the blood. Now, you don't realize what that's saying. In whom we have redemption. You know what it means to be redeemed? That means He paid the price. He bought it. It's done. You can't do anything for it except receive what He's already done. So if you're in Him, in whom, verse 7, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Now you talk about a God that's gracious. I can be forgiving and loving in some areas, but let me tell you what, if you're the most wicked critter and you're doing devastating things to me and you're mean to me, and you're treating me mean, and you're beating up on me every time I come to your house or by your place or something like that, and then one day you're going to think I'm going to die on the cross to give you something free, give me a break. I ain't that forgiving. Are you, Ty? No, we're not. We're men. We're human. We can't do that. But while you were yet a wicked sinner, Christ paid that price for you, sent His own Son, His love for you, and redeemed you and me. And I mean, when we were laying in the muck, the miry pit of hell, walking around over there with the devil. I mean, when we were creating, when we were doing spiritual prostitution with the devil. I mean, can you imagine that? I can't even comprehend that. But that's what we were doing in the muck of the world out there. And He reached down and died for you and me and redeemed us so we don't have to pay that price. Wow, what a God we serve. You can't get excited about that. You haven't understood what it is yet. You know, but when you understand what you got, I mean, every one of us, some people say, well, I was born in a beautiful home. I never wandered around out there in the miry pit of hell. Yes, you did. You were lost. You were out there in the miry pit of hell. There ain't nobody ever born a Christian. Everybody was born lost on this earth. So, in whom or in Christ, we have redemption through His blood. That blood, we're going to take that blood after a while. We're going to take that. And I mean, when you take that, you be grateful and thankful that when you drink that, that what that's done for you. Wow! It has washed you and cleansed you and purified you so that you can walk where you are. So we can walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. So I can kick a devil out of Tommy back there and he gets healed. So I can pray the prayer of faith for Juanita and her cataracts goes away. So, and you can pray those prayers of faith for people. As you do all these things we hear people do, it is not limited to me. This is you. This is us. If you're in Christ, we all have this power available to us. Wow. In verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. An inheritance. I mean, an inheritance. We have obtained an inheritance. How would you like to be, I mean, let's think of somebody we know that's fairly wealthy. I know he's not too well off, but how about Bill Gates for a starter? You know, the richest man in the world, I think. You know, a young man. Richest man in the world. How would you like to be an heir to Bill Gates and he was going to leave you just a tenth of his kingdom when he died? What could you do with just a tenth of that kind of an inheritance?
We're going to have to break in right there and stop the program for today. But if you'll join us tomorrow, the next program will be coming on Monday through Friday on your station. And we'll love to continue on. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, you're welcome to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you any type of media, free and postpaid. We have these teachings in their entirety. We'll be happy to send them to you. Or you can go to our website, www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is our wonderful Lord and Savior. He is a mighty God.